Okay, so we're on page 281. Yesterday we began Siman Kuf Yud Dalet. Just go through it very quickly. Once again, just to get a running start. Malchim Lomar Bebracha Shniya. We begin to say in the second Bracha Shmon Esrei. In Malchim Avram is the first. In the Bracha, what we call Machai Mesim. Mashi Barachim Redak Hashem Betfilas Musaf Shal Yom Tov HaAchron Shal Chag. On Musaf of the last day, for us it's not the last day, for us it's next last day, of Sukkot, meaning Shmini Atzeres. So in Shmini Atzeres is Musaf, we start saying Mashi Baruch Mir Gashem, Ein Poskin Al Tfilas Musaf Shal Yontov HaRishon Shal Pesach. And we continue saying that, as we are now, until Musaf of the first day of Pesach. Okay, so yesterday we discussed that why is it that we begin on the, so to speak, last day, Musaf, of the last day of Sukkot. Why do we begin on the last day of Sukkot? So we talked about that Sukkot is the time to start asking for rain, because that is the time where the world is judged for water, rain. And so it's such an important thing. It's like Tchiyas HaMesim, therefore it's in that bracha. But again, the idea is we wait till the last day of Sukkot, even though we should really begin on the first day of Sukkot. But we begin the last day because we don't want it to rain while we're sitting in the Sukkot for the reasons everybody knows. So now the question is, so if you want to wait till after the mitzvah Sukkot is over, so then why don't we do it at Maariv? That's what we left off yesterday. Why don't we say it at Maariv of the last night? In other words, that's the first opportunity to say it. Why don't you say it then? So the Mishnah Berurah explains, no, because, interesting idea, the Mishnah Berurah says, Ein kol ha'am be'beis ha'knesses. So not everybody shows up for Maariv. You know, see, today I think Baruch Hashem and Israel people do. But again, maybe you want to say it in an historical context that, you know, it was dangerous tonight, which it was. As we know from Baruch Hashem Amein V'Amein, the shuls were outside the city. So again, you know, so it wasn't so easy sometimes for people to get to Maariv. So not everybody was there for Maariv. So what would happen? So it would turn out, Nimsa Zeh Maskir was Zeh Maskir. So it turned out that some people would say Mashi Baruch Mer Gashem and some people not. You know, because people weren't in shul, you know, or still not saying Mashi Baruch Mer Gashem. So, therefore what? V'yasu Agudos Agudos. Therefore everybody's doing things differently, right? Different things in the same city. Everybody's doing something different. And we can't allow that. That's not good. So then the question is, so then, good. So we can't say it at night. So then, why don't you start saying it at Shacharis? Why don't you say everybody's at Shacharis? So why don't we start saying it at Shacharis? So this is how it ties together with the symbol we learned before in Kuf Yud Beis. Kuf Yud Beis, if you recall, Kuf Yud Aleph was Smicha Gulul Tfila. Remember, the idea is that once you say Gaal Yisrael, you have to say Shmon Esrei right away. You're not allowed to interrupt between the Gaal Yisrael and Shmon Esrei. So now what are we going to do? So we're going to announce that, and this is going to be important for a second, we're going to announce Ma'ashi Baruch Hamer Gashem. Right? We can't do that. We can't do that. Because whoever the announcer is, will be, unless he davens a dashkama minyan, and then, you know, like, but, you know, we'd have to pay him extra for that, staying a little later. So, so we're going to have, that nobody can announce it. If nobody announces it, we'll see in a second that people get confused, and this is really getting to the other point. And that is, sometime, well, on Musaf, of when we start saying Mashi Baruch Hamer Gashem, we say Mashi Baruch Hamer Gashem in Musaf, but we stop saying V'sein Talamatu L'Racha Pesach time and Mashi Baruch Hamer Gashem. We will see. We only do that after Tal. Everybody understand what I just said? In other words, over here in a second we're going to see when we on Sukkot, the last day of Sukkot, well, Shmini Atzeres, when we're going to daven Geshem. At Musaf, before we dive in Geshem, somebody claps on the table, or whatever it may be, says, Mashi Baruch Hamer Gashem. In other words, you say Mashi Baruch Hamer Gashem, even though we haven't dive in Geshem yet. Whereas, at the end, Pesach time in Meretz Hashem, when we get to stopping, ceasing saying Ma'ashi Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, and we say Talmud Mati Baruch Hu, right? We still say Ma'ashi Baruch Hu Melech Hashem in Musaf, even though in a second we're going to say Tefilas Tal. Everybody with me right now? Was that a little clear? Okay, so the question is, why is there that difference? In other words, when we talk about asking for rain, we ask for rain even right before, we even though we haven't said Tefilas Geshem yet. But when it comes to stopping Geshem, stopping rain, Pesach time, we only stop saying it. And Musa, we do say Mashiach Baruch Hu Geshem. We wait till Tefilas Tal in a couple minutes when the Chasam repeats Shemoneh Esrei, and then we stop saying it. What's the difference? So this is the difference. This all ties together. This is the easy way to remember if you remember the concept. So again, getting back to the last day of Sukkot, we start saying Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem when it's announced, even if we haven't done the tefillah yet. So the gabbai, the rabbi, whoever it is, goes Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, even though we haven't done Geshem yet. So what? We start saying Tefillas Geshem. Therefore, we can't say it at Shacharis, right? Because nobody could clap and say Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, because they'll be interrupting between Gal Yisrael and Shemoneh Esrei. You can't do that. So now, what does it turn out? We can't do it Ma'ariv, because not everybody's around. We can't do it Shacharis, because we can't interrupt. So what do? Musaf. And we clap, and we say Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem. Everybody says Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, even though it's before Tefilas Geshem. Okay? Now let's go back to how about the first day of Pesach, Meretz Hashem, when we say Tefilas Tal, and we stop saying Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, and we say Tal Matu Baruch Hu. So why do we still say the same Tal Matu Baruch Hu at Musaf on the last day of Pesach? Answer is, what are you going to do? Mishnah Berurah says, what are you going to do? So really, based upon the model we said before, somebody should clap at Musaf and say what? Stop saying Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah says we don't do such a thing. We don't do such a thing. Ulahachriz lahedish sheafsiku. I'm in Mishnah Berurah Gimel. If you want to follow along, it's a third wide line. Ulahachriz lahedish sheafsiku lomar morid agashem. So what are you going to do? You're going to make an announcement. Stop saying Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem. Stop asking for rain. So what? Gam kenei nochon. That's not right to do. Why? Mibnei shenira kemamanim begashamim. Because it looks like you don't want rain. You don't want a bracha. Right? Rain's good. So I want to say that. So on Sukkot, even though we haven't said Tefilas Geshem yet, Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, or Geshem, depending where you come from, and everybody says it, that's enough to obligate everybody to say Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem. But Pesach Amir Tzashem, first day of Pesach, and we stop saying Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, we don't want anybody to announce, I don't want lollipops, right? I don't want ice cream, right? I don't want rain. I don't want to make an announcement like that, right? So therefore, what do you have to do? You still say Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem until a few minutes from now, when the Chazan will say Tefilas Tal, and in Tefilas Tal, we're asking for a Tal, and we say Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Tal, right? And so we stop saying Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, and that's why there's the difference between the two. Now, just so you should know, if a person made a mistake and they said Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem in Shemoneh Esrei Ma'ariv or Shmini Atzeres or Shacharis. So again, think of concept, right? Really, it's the right time to say it. It's just we have these technical problems why we couldn't say it in Ma'ariv. Not everybody's around. We couldn't say it in the morning because, you know, it will be an interruption. So let's say someone made a mistake and said on Shmini Atzeres night, right, before Tefilas Geshem, before the clap, they said it Shacharis or even at Ma'ariv. Let's say they said Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, so would they have to repeat Shemoneh Esrei? No. No. Why? Think of the concept. Because really, it's the right time. It's the right time. Really, it's the right time. It's just we have technical reasons. So therefore, if you blew it, and somebody did say on Shemini Atzeres at night, Mashiach Baruch Hu Melech Hashem, or Shacharis, They would not have to repeat Shmoneh Esrei.
What if they left Moshe Baruch out on Maariv the first night Pesach?
Also, the same thing, right? Very good. Yes, same thing. Same idea. No, hold off on Moriah Tal. That's we're gonna get to Moriah Tal. Or not saying anything, right? Is that what you mean?
Well,
we'll get to that. Wait, we're gonna.